it's me from the survey. It seems that we can continue the survey if you wish to, even if you do not want to disclose your race.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I'd say 7.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Trump.
And if the U.S. Congress were held today, the vote for U.S. Congress were held today, would your vote be for a representative in Congress, the Democrat, or the Republican?
Republican, Mike Lawler.
Here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. Number 1. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. 2. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or 3. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Number 2.
Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? 1. Abortion is legal and available in all cases. 2. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions. 3. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions. Or 4. Abortion is totally banned.
I think 1.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I won't vote on the ballot measure.
Here is a test of proposal number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After hearing that, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Not vote.
Okay. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
make me more motivated.
What do you say, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for them?
Makes no difference.
And
what's
if you learned
what,
that...
What's your dog's name?
Oh, my dog's name is Skipper.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. He likes barking at everything.
My dog's name is Floyd.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah. Okay, back to the questions.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate?
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegally nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their abortion laws?
Could you read me number one again?
Want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally.
Yeah, that's what I would say. One.
And what about Republicans?
Republicans, I'd say three, if that's... Well, read three to me again.
Want abortion to be illegally nationally with some exceptions.
And two would be what?
A national ban on abortion without exceptions.
I guess three.
And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegally nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
What's four again?
Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
Yeah, four.
Thank you very much. We're already halfway through. I thank you for your time and answering all of these.
Okay, give Skipper a treat.
I will, thank you. He loves eating pieces of bread, so I will be sure to give him that.
Okay.
When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
And when you think about who to vote for in the race for president?
Same question regarding a national election for president. I'd say
yes.
Very important.
You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, and then answer some questions on it. It's an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion, access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
If you land a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference?
Does make any difference.
Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for that Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. 1. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest.
Now, I support that. I agree
okay.
with that.
Science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies.
I agree with that.
Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the President and Congress.
I think it should be on the state level, so I would agree with that.
Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025.
I disagree with that.
For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for the Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives.
I disagree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
7.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
And if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be, your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican, or another candidate?
Republican.
Okay. This is just for statistical purposes. What was the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married for 54 years.
Oh, that's very nice. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual or something else?
I'm heterosexual.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Could you repeat that again?
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is five.
Could you repeat that?
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is five.
About 240.
Thank you very much. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time.
Okay. Pet skipper for me.
Hi, Will. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Pet Floyd for me.